Welcome to That Is Good to Know Radio Show. This program focuses on you, the listener, by providing you information, strategies, and practical educational tips from successful seasoned business professionals. Now, with today's program, here's your host, Jeff Stanislow.
Good morning, Tampa. You're tuned into That Is Good to Know at 10:40 a.m. My name is Jeff Stanislow, and I am honored to host the show. I hope that after tuning in, you say, that is good to know. Today, we've got a mouthwatering topic on the menu, diving deep into the high-end flavors of Tampa. Tampa's culinary scene is exploding, offering diverse dining experiences from cherished Cuban and Italian recipes passed down through generations to health-conscious options catering to our fitness enthusiasts. Tampa's food culture is a vibrant tapestry. We will embark on a culinary journey and savor the flavors of Tampa. Joining us today is a special guest, a self-proclaimed foodie, and a true connoisseur of Tampa's restaurant scene. Welcome to the show, Lisa Artisanai.
Thanks for having me. Thanks, Jeff. I am a bit nervous as I am more of a writer, so bear with me a bit. But I can tell you that I am excited to be here and share a passion for dining out. And whoa, has Tampa come a long way in the last 5 years.
You are right, Lisa. Tampa is quickly becoming known for its gastronomic delight. Our high-end restaurant scene is impressing locals and visitors alike. I know you've had some insight into what Tampa has to offer. What's been a standout experience for you?
One of the places that genuinely stands out to me is Ebbe. It's not just about the food or the drinks, but the whole experience. It was recently given Michelin star, and I agree. Ebbe transcends the traditional restaurant, offering a curated culinary journey. Guests gather at a stunning U-shaped marble bar to explore a single, ever-changing tasting menu. Founder Ebba Vollmer, a Swedish native, celebrates global flavors with simplicity and elegance. Scandinavian influences grace each dish, from preparation to presentation, creating an unforgettable dining experience. The 2024 menu featured exquisite pairings like oxtail with russet potatoes, brown spring truffle, and parsnip with yellowfoot pheasant. It is a food-forward destination in Tampa.
Excellent, Lisa. I haven't been yet, but I will put it on my list. You're listening to That Is Good to Know with me, your host, Jeff Stanislow. Don't forget to check our website at www.thatisgoodtoknow.com for this episode and much more. My friend Dan Austin makes our programming possible at Faithful Delivery Services, a specialty service company that has proudly served Tampa for over 20 years. Let's continue our culinary adventure with Lisa and dive into your next featured restaurant. But before we do, you mentioned food forward. I have to admit, I have not heard of that before. Can you take a minute to share what that means with our audience?
Sure, Jeff. According to a study conducted by food industry research company Data Central, being food forward is not just about having a lot of trendy restaurants, but rather about having a growing and diverse restaurant scene. It's the diversity of cuisines, the prevalence of emerging foods and flavor trends, and residents' appetite for varied menus that make a city food forward. Tampa is now ranked in the top 25, according to the study. Speaking of unforgettable experiences with a menu full of flavor and selections, there are eateries here that are giving Michelin stars a run for their money. Ponte Modern American is one of those that I am sure will be considered for next year's list. I believe you had a meal there recently.
Yes, I did, and it was phenomenal. Their Chilean sea bass was excellent. I usually order it at Eddie V's, but now I have another go-to place, which is a fantastic option. The place is also beautiful, located in the heart of growing Midtown. It is a must-go place, but plan with reservations. I was fortunate enough to play golf with Chris Ponte recently and share my experience with him, and now I have an excellent connection, which is nice. But back to the food. What are your thoughts on Ponte?
It's hard not to fall in love with Ponte. The place is so gorgeous, and the bar area is out of New York City craft cocktail heaven.
Before diving in on Ponte, I need to thank AM 1040 for making That Is Good to Know happen. If you want to learn more about this episode and others, check out www.thatisgoodtoknow.com, and you are listening to your host, Jeff Stanislow. This episode is made possible by Dan Austin at Faithful Delivery Services, a specialty delivery service you can trust. Just search Faithful Delivery Services and ask for Dan. Thanks for staying with us. Our guest, Lisa Arsani, has been sharing some of Tampa's finest dining experiences with us, and there's more to come.
Thanks, Jeff. I am enjoying our conversation. This is my first, and I hope I am doing okay.
You are doing great, Lisa, and I am sure our audience is enjoying this episode. There are so many foodies here in Tampa, creating the demand for leveling up Tampa with other great cities. So, your thoughts on Ponte Lisa?
The ambiance is right out of NYC, and the food backs it up. This modern American restaurant with French and Italian influences does not disappoint. Starting off, I recommend the Salmon Wagyu, a buttery, top-quality selection of salmon presented on a fried sushi rice bed with a kick from spicy aioli and jalapeno. Amazing! Then the boneless short rib was so tender and paired with a unique green apple slaw with chili peanut crunch and a scallion potato puree. I'm getting hungry talking about this great food.
Lisa, I wanted to read a quick review of a local customer's experience at Ponte on TripAdvisor. It sums it up. Chris B. said, one of the best restaurants in the Tampa area. The food is top-notch, and the cocktail menu is impressive. The service was also excellent, and the overall dining experience was fantastic. We will be going back over and over. Okay, it's time to pivot to an excellent Michelin-recognized eatery, Streetlight Taco. What are your thoughts, Lisa?
Oh, for sure. You've got to love Tuesdays at Streetlight. Known for its Taco Tuesdays and signature cocktails, this Mexican restaurant has quickly become a local favorite. The restaurant's commitment to fresh ground masa and hand-pressed tortillas shines through in dishes like the Michelin-noted Japanese eggplant taco, with its heirloom bean puree and chile anza salsa, and the Sunday snack tostada, a delightful mix of cream cheese, crab, mango, and mango habanero sauce. Here's what one person wrote on Yelp, and I couldn't agree more. Streetlight, hands down, serves up the best tacos in Tampa, and the margaritas are also highly delicious. We sat at the bar. The service was outstanding. The ambiance is chill and casual. Good vibes only. As others have mentioned, the food is pricey, but the quality is commensurate with the price. You can get better value at other taco spots, but the food is not even in the same stratosphere.
There are also go-to places that have been a staple in Tampa that I wanted to get your thoughts on, and we have to talk about Wright's Deli. If you're looking for the best sandwich in town, look no further. The menu is piled high with a variety of award-winning choices. I read that one of the big reasons they're sandwiches are so good is that they had a German baker develop a special dough called bucket bread. My favorite dish is grilled turkey Reuben.
Oh, yes. We must include Wright's Deli in our conversation. The sandwiches are truly amazing. When the family comes to town, there is a trip to Wright's planned. The desserts, too, are their rum cake, which is rumored to have been the recipe of a customer named Marjorie. They have sold hundreds of thousands of rum cakes since 1963.
I read that Wright's was sold recently, and since this show is called That is good to know. It would be appropriate to share. According to the news and their website, Casper's company has been tapped to carry on the legacy. Casper's is a restaurant group run by a brother and sister, Blake and Allison Casper Adams. The company also has recognized brands in the area, including the Oxford Exchange, the Library, Mad Dog, Stovall House, and now Predalina. The previous owner of Wright's Deli said the only thing that will change is the checks will be signed by someone new. Let's hope this is the case. In other news around the area, 10 Rooms in Ybor City was closed suddenly. The concept opened up in Ybor just a few short months ago with dining and a retail play. 10 Rooms consisted of a restaurant called Bar Martinez, a craft cocktail called Genevieve the Cat, a rotating vendor and art space, the shop at 10 Rooms in the Cafe, a daytime coffee shop, and a French-inspired bakery is now closed. We will return to our guest, Lisa, and talk more about foodie stuff, but I wanted to share some interesting stats on the industry. It is not all fame and fortune in the biz. According to the National Restaurant Association, all restaurants have a 20% success rate. About 60% of restaurants fail in their first year of operation, and 80% fail within 5 years of opening. 9 in 10 restaurants have fewer than 50 employees. 7 in 10 restaurants are single-unit operations. 8 in 10 restaurant owners started their industry careers in entry-level positions. 9 in 10 restaurant managers started in entry-level positions. 63% of adults have worked in the restaurant industry, making it the nation's largest training ground. Restaurants employ more minority managers than any other industry. The projected annual sales in the restaurant industry are $863 billion, 4% of the country's gross domestic product. American consumers spend 33% of their income on housing, 15.8% on transportation, and 12.6% on food. 1 in 3 Americans have their first job experience in restaurants. 6 in 10 adults have worked in restaurants at some point. There are currently 15.3 million employees in the restaurant industry. Some really interesting facts about this massive business. I did not realize that about 4% of our GDP came from the restaurant industry. Up next, let's look at our featured Italian eatery. And that is Rocca. The menu is deeply rooted in the classic Italian dining experience, underlining the undeniable connection between food and the people around the table. Chef Bryce honors traditional recipes learned in Italy while infusing modern techniques honed working in cutting-edge kitchens in New York. The coming together of the two results in flavors that are rustic, refined, simple, beautiful, and approachable by nature.
Great choice, Jeff. Rocca is the go-to for Italian in my book. Simple servings with the freshest pasta and handmade cocktails that were amazing. The shaken love buzz with Blanco tequila, strawberry, lime cordial, and aperitivo. An exciting pasta option is the ravioli del plin, a veal filling, demi-glaze, and rosemary. It is not a big restaurant, oh, so call ahead a few weeks. A great small private dining room option is Officina or the Workshop. You are right there in the kitchen and have the best seat in the house. Great for a small gathering of up to 8 who love the kitchen experience. It's probably not good if you are trying to do a presentation. There is a minimum cost for this area, which I believe is around $1,000.
Okay, Lisa. There are lots of events going on with friends and family. When you get the invite and are asked to bring a dish, what would you like to bring?
Well, Jeff, like many others, I like to cook and go out to eat. So when I get asked to bring something, I always volunteer my favorite appetizer dish, which is light, very easy to make, and a crowd pleaser.
Awesome. I am a fan of simple appetizers that can also be prepared easily. please share your favorite. And if you don't mind the recipe,
my go-to is strawberry salsa. It is so easy and complements almost any miso. Did you know that strawberries can add a surprising twist to classic tomato salsa? It's true. The similar flavor profiles of strawberries and tomatoes create a unique sweetness and versatility when combined. This unexpected salsa is not only delicious with traditional corn chips, but also pairs exceptionally well with cheese and crackers. Its vibrant colors and fresh taste make it a standout appetizer and even excellent served over grilled chicken or pork. Preparation for this excellent dip is a breeze. Begin by washing, trimming, and cutting fresh strawberries and tomatoes. Combine these vibrant fruits with red onions, some garlic, and jalapeno peppers. Then elevate the flavors with a drizzle of olive oil and a squeeze of lime juice. For the best taste, cover the salsa and refrigerate for 2 hours, allowing the flavors to meld and intensify. The result is a sweet, savory, and slightly spicy salsa that is sure to impress.
That does sound light and refreshing, along with what seems to be maybe 10 to 15 minutes of preparation. That is a good tip about letting it rest so the flavors can elevate. I have not heard the term elevating flavors before, so, well, that is good to know.
Up next, I would like to bring to your attention my favorite sleeper in the area, which does not get all the hype, but consistently delivers. Would that be okay?
Sure, Lisa, I will do that one. And then one more course before our time is up. And what better than a featured dessert coming your way after this announcement?
Why your order freeze?
Thanks for tuning in to That Is Good to Know. And visit our website at www.thatisgoodtoknow.com for this episode and more. None of this would be possible without the support from Dan Austin at Faithful Delivery Services. This company has been a pillar in Tampa, providing specialty delivery services for over 2 decades. Okay, Lisa, you wanted to share your sleeper restaurant. Please do tell.
It has to be Ella's Americana Folk Art Cafe in Seminole Heights. Ella's is a must visit for food lovers, especially if you crave unique, flavorful dishes. Their take on soul food Sunday brunch is out of this world. Think fried chicken and waffles with bourbon honey, southern cornmeal fried catfish, and biscuits smothered in smoked sausage gravy. And don't miss their to die for bacon mac and cheese. Seriously, why doesn't all mac and cheese come with bacon? The Bloody Mary is a signature, along with their crispy fried green tomatoes. A Sunday afternoon brunch at Ella's is a must-do on your Tampa restaurant bucket list. Here's a review that I wanted to share, as I thought it was spot on. On Open Table, Kaylee said, "We absolutely love this place. This time, we had a few new drinks, one of which was the hibiscus margarita, and it was amazing. The wings are quite literally the best wings I've ever had, I think. I had the butter chicken entree, and my husband had the fish and chips, both of which were also amazing. Our server was great, but gosh, I can't remember his name. He was a tall, thin guy, and he was super attentive and knowledgeable. Overall, a great experience. I highly recommend this sweet Tampa gem."
Nice. Love those hidden gems. How about the best cocktail in town, Lisa? My wife loves her craft cocktails. Myself, not such a big deal as I don't drink at all, but she is a big fan of specialty drinks made with lavender.
"I like a view with an evening cocktail, and it sounds like your wife likes a sweeter drink. So what comes to mind is M. Bird at Armature Works, a tropical cocktails with small plates and beautiful views of the river and downtown." Unation.com says the After Hot is their go-to cocktail, and by the sound of it, your wife may like it too. Reka Vodka, Montegro, Aperol, Lemon, Kiwi, and Prosecco make up the After Hot. Take her there and let me know afterward. Right. Oh, and by the way, Armitage Works is a foodie destination itself with a dozen or so specialty places and is anchored by Oak and Ola, Steelback with Rocca just across the street.
We are wrapping up this episode of Tampa's Some Featured Places in Tampa's restaurant scene with our excellent guest, Lisa. So let's tackle one of the best desserts in Tampa. My favorite is the Bananas Foster at Burns Dessert Room. It's simply amazing for sure. I'm just ready to head that way soon, thinking about it. What say you, Lisa, who has the hot dessert or maybe an icon dessert that our listeners should know about?
Well, Jeff, I will stick with a classic here and say the butter cake at Charlie's Steakhouse is a must-have. It is one of the area's ultimate dessert offerings, with this warm, buttery cake generously drizzled with luscious caramel sauce and crowned with a scoop of velvety vanilla ice cream. It is so good, but I probably gained a pound just thinking about it.
So, I have to run and only about a minute left. What are your thoughts on how you see Tampa's culinary scene evolving?
Tampa is blossoming into a diverse and dynamic food destination. Chefs here are passionately combining local treasures with worldwide techniques, creating dishes that tell a story. I see Tampa becoming not just a beach destination, but a must-visit for food lovers everywhere.
Lisa, our vibrant culinary scene in Tampa is a testament to the passionate chefs and creative minds elevating every dish into a sensory masterpiece. It's more than food, it's art. I couldn't agree more. And for anyone listening, whether you're a local or planning a visit, dive into Tampa's culinary scene. There's so much to discover and indulge in. You won't be disappointed. We thank our guest for joining us tonight and sharing her insights. That's a wrap on our episode about Tampa's extraordinary eats. Remember, life is short, so make every meal an adventure.
Thanks for having me. Let's keep exploring and supporting our local chefs and restaurants.
Your host, Jeff Stanislow, appreciates you, Tampa. I hope you enjoyed another episode of That Is Good to Know. Stay curious and hungry, Tampa, and let your appetite for adventure guide you. Until next weekend.